patches my as Akdom, I guess, to the Nyanim and Noyach, just like in Gracious, you have the Shoyer for different Nyanim in a Tzura of Maisa Gracious, and that's the Yisoid Olam. In the Inyan of in Noyach, you have the Yisoid Olam in an Inyan of after Mabul. In other words, the Nyanim and Noyach have to be understood in terms of also very Shoyer to Kinyanim. Everything that, I mean, every Min had a Mokum in the Teva, and every Inyan that happened in the Teva and the going out is the Shevish for the world that we have for the Olam of Tikkun. So let's, the parasha here, I mean, in the whole year that the Noach was in the Teva, we have Kimat no Remes. It's all, one Mais and Chazal. At the end, you have a whole parasha of an Oirev with a Yoyne, he sends out the Oirev comes back, he sends out the Yoyne, Yoyne came back at first, then he came back a second time. There's a whole parasha here of Oyrev and Yoyne that's going back and forth. The fact that the Oyrev is an Oif Tomei, it's an Oif Mos, there's in Chazal, I mean, Oyrev is always considered something that's Dochui, and he sent him first. He was first choice was by the Oyrev, and then the Yoyne comes second. So there seems to be some opinion over here of the Oyrev and the Yoyne. It is mentioned that the Oyrev came first, like the Lailas Kadma le Boiker, Esav is Kadma le Yaakov. But B'chol Oifin, there's Oyrev and Yoyne over here. It's a parasha that, because it's a Shoyrishtik parasha, it needs some sort of understanding. And Befrat, that it's the only parasha that's mentioned. The another Nekud, it says that the Oyrev didn't want to go out, he didn't want to go on the shlichus. So Rashi says because he was afraid, he was choshes Noach, and that's a mashmos that was ra. Chazal, it's Chazal, and it says called the Rasha bekachat the choshtani, and it says that the Oyrev himself was mishamish neteva, that's why he's choshes Noach. It's written down as a rishus of the Oyrev, as something as ra in the Oyrev. That is the way it's given over. In Chazal it says that another Chazal says that the Oyrev was muchen for another shlichus. It says by Achav that Achav was mispalel that the world should be without mayim and it should be no matter, and he went to Nachal Koris to stay, to hide. He didn't have what to eat, so the Oyrev brought him food. So over there you see that, and it says because the Oyrev was muchen for another shlichus, that's why he didn't want to do it. That's Kilo Mashma, I guess it's a Dava Toiv. The Balaturim says that Oyrev is Begimat in Nachal Koros, and other Muslim that he has of the Tishbi and Yaboishis, he says is the same Oisius. The Al Kapanim, he finds, the Balaturim finds in the Pasik that there's a Remez for both of them. And B'meila, he was ready for another Shrikh. It's Kilo Mashma, it's good. It's like it's a getter, Vein Malachech, Odeh Zeshtei Shlichias. It seems to be that there was a reason why. And Bar Kochi, you have to say that it's not the pshat that it was just a Dabar Toiv, but because there was Rishis, because there was a certain, because of the Rishis and the Oyrev, that's why he was Muchen for that Shlichias, not for the Shlichias. And I understand, I mean, that Shlichias is a good Shlichias. He kept the Yohan Novi alive. So where is there something, I mean, why did somebody do something bad become mucha for that shlichus? Also, it says that Oyrev is an achzer. It says shchiris ka'oyrev, that the Talmid Chacham, shem ashchirim atzmom, sam atzma achzori aleim v'obneim, al atzma v'obneim, like an Oyrev. So Oyrev is bad, he's not achzori. And yet, what was Mechalkel Layo, it says by Layo that was Mechalkel him, was Oyrevim, and it was Kilu, I mean, in the Novi and in Chazal, it's a Yetzim in Aklav. It's Kilu, it was a special nace that Oyrevim came to feed him. And Efton said, if the Oyrev is Achzori, Chazal all over say Oyrev is Achzori, the morning Ksubis, that somebody won't feed his kids, and they said they should put him on a stand and say, he's like an oyev that doesn't want to feed his kids. An oyev is always somebody who is an oyev is considered an achzori, and yet for ma'isa of tainasa of being mechalk or yo, we have dafka an achzori, and we have to understand that. The bechlal there's the oyev and the yoina itself the Yaakov Ruvenu, who usually brings Chaboldik and Mekayrus, says that one is a tikkun for the other, and we'll see what that means. In other words, Oyrev is one Eichel Kimitz, and Yoyin is Kilo Mechapa, and Oyrev was Mechakin. We'll try to understand a little bit. There's the Gemara in Ksubis that we spoke about before. The Gemara in Ksubis says, Gemara in Ksubis from Tess, that if somebody doesn't, I'll be din, a person is not Mechuyiv to feed his kids past a certain age, 6, if the person doesn't want to feed them, then we put him down on, we put him on a stand, then we have either him announce or someone else announce, depending on how you learn Yostin Gemara. You announce that this Achzor, an Oyrev is Mechalkel Spanov, an Oyrev, and he's not Zanis Spanov. So the Gemara asks Akasha, I is Oyrev Mechalkel Spanov. I, it says Mefurish that, the Oyrev Asher Kroh, that an Oyrev is not Mechalkel Spanov. So Rashi says, it depends when they're young and they're white, or when they get older and they're black. A crow when it's young is not deeply dark, it's lighter. And at that time, the Oyrev doesn't recognize it as a child. And Bimela, it's not, it doesn't have in itself any feelings for it. Masha'in came, when it gets older and it looks like the Oyrev, that's when there's a kesha and it's bizarre. So Chazal say that there's two, the Oyrev's achzarius is that when it's young, he doesn't feed it because it doesn't look like it, and when it gets older and it looks like him, then he's mesiachas to it like an ova aim to benoy. That is that Gar Chazal. To understand this thing, so we have here an inyan of, this is called achzarius versus rachman. I want to try to understand it a little bit, the umkoy. The understanding of rachman is a person goes by and he sees somebody cold and he needs a coat and he feels bad about it and he gives it to him and he's a rachman. That is the way we understand Rachmanis. That's Rachmanim is a deeper nekud in that. When we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmanim, what you're asking for is not that I don't have and I need and I'm terrible straits, forgive me. Rachmanim is that Rachmanim is Shayach, it says the Moshe also LeRachim, or somebody's not about das. So the Velt asks, so it's a real Rachmanis. I mean, if the person's not a bad das, what do you mean, osel rachim? This poor guy, not only doesn't he have a job, and not only is he starving, and not only is he cold and hungry, but he's hopeless. He has no das, and he probably won't be able to get. So certainly it should be merachim on him. What does it mean that it's osel rachim, so it's not a bad das? Teretz is the midas rachim in its, not in the movement of just the chesed, of the stalker chesed. The midas of rachim is that I can look into something and see not what it is now, but what it can be tomorrow. The Rachmim is Oisis Mocher, the mother's womb is called a Rechem, because it carries, it, right now there's nothing there, it's Uba Yerachimoy, but Mitzad the Mocher Shaboy, Mitzad what it has in itself, it'll become a child. A woman is someone, the Rachmanis of a Noshim is because they have the feelings toward the child of what he will be. The projection of sometimes that a parent overrates his child, it's not, sometimes it's just it's a fancy because what he would like. But a lot of times it's because Faket, he does the head, the Teichen, the Nekud of good that could become good. And that nekuda is what it projects further. So as a mocker for Rachmanis, it's the right thing. In other words, this is Rachmanis. Rachmanis means that I take what's in the person that is going to be, and I'm a sechus to that. whereas it's wrong if it's metastasis what the hoiv is. If I can't realistically see what he's now, and I only live it tomorrow, then the pshat is then there's room for a toast, then it's a toast. So rachmim is where I take the nekuda that's not there yet, and I treat it for its potential. When we ask rachmim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we're asking for is, everyone understands that it would be a chutzpah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I'm never going to be anything better than I am now. I'm going to be the same chayta. But listen, you're a soft guy. Why don't you just keep me going in this matzah? That it says Chazal say Kolim Achaz Bochav Batan Yivakim Oyim. Masha'ein Kain. Rachman is we know that we don't have any ma'isim, but with Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and we have a shirish of Avraham Yitzchak V'Enos. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us credit and to allow that to develop. We're asking for what, for taking into account what I have in me. That is the understanding of Rachman for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we ask for. Achzorius is the opposite of it. Achzorius is from the word achzor. I only see the tzad that's not me. The teva is the toiv is oyev toiv l'mashal, and a person who's good should only be nimshach to toiv, and because I see if I see the person who's an averis, and I see the part of him that's bad, that's nivul for me, that's achzorius. So achzorius looks at it in terms of where now, of what's different, of what's wrong. And Rachmim takes a look at the tomorrow, it takes a look at the Nekudah that's there that's going to start developing. That is the Midah of Rachmim versus Achzorius. In Achzorius itself, it's not all Kulei Ra, and we have to understand that. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mainish, in Mitzad the Einish itself, there is no, in other words, the Einish itself is a necessity. The question is, you can give the Einish in two perspectives. You can give the Einish with the understanding of the Nekuda that's good, that's being developed. The fact that I'm clamping down on one point is bringing out the second point. Or I can just relate to the Rasha boy and focus on that. Like the Vice of Ruya Reb Meir, the Talmud HaTorah, the Chokim in Arutz, that one of them was that the Shaila was, do I see the person as being Ra, and the Meila Yitam Choytim, or Spala that they should die, or the Pshat is, I heard that if I get rid of the Chatoyim, then the person self will be Toyim. Those are two Mahalchim of Midas Adin, of an approach of Midas Adin, and there's a Velt difference between those two. In Midas Adin itself, the Velt is in those two. In as much as there's a Midas Adin that it focuses on what's going to be, on Yitamu HaToyim, so that Midas Adin is Toyim. It's Sheirish is Toyim, but it's a Toyim that needs to express itself with Midas Adin. The Ra, Moshe Yitzchak Avinu was from Midas, like everybody says, Midas Adin, the perfection, but Yitzchak Avinu's Midas Adin comes from Toyim. And because it's Kulei Toyim, then that's what he wants. He sees only the Taif and the Bria, not Misyachas or anything else. When Midas Adin becomes distorted, it becomes Achzorius. And Achzorius means more than the person sees the Ra, and sees the Taif and the Bria, he sees the Ra, and he lives off the Shriyas Ra. The Mashal, somebody who's an executioner, is doing a good thing. L'chura is getting rid of the world, of people who are bad people. The Rasha boy is, let's say he enjoys it. He gets tremendous satisfaction out of it. So what he's doing is right, but it's feeding a rishis, it's feeding a chzorius. So here we have a very edel split. In Midas HaDin itself is necessity, and a person that's without Midas HaDin, without a concept of din, and without a concept of Yitamu HaToyim, is not good. If everything goes, and everything's okay, and everything should be encouraged, then the person is Ra. But if the person works on Sefer in the Ra'al, but it's coming with a Zarius, the person is Nana from it, then the person, that becomes Ra'al also. The Chaim Shalavit used to say over always, there's no Rechaim HaKadosh, that it says in Eikev, I think, the Nosch HaShem Rachmim V'Richamcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Rachmim and V'Richamcha. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says that since when we went into Canaan, we had a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah and Eidah Avodah Zarah and all sorts of people like that. And B'meila, he says, Arachayim, even though it was the right thing to do, it was a mitzvah, Tzivi Hashem, the right thing to do because these people were Ra and so on, but he says the teva of Ritzicha is that it turns the person to Nachzori. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, since you're doing my Tzivu, B'nos Hashem Rachim Yichemcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will endow us with Rachimim as so that we don't feed the midah of Achzorius. Sometimes he said overlap. So we have two mahalchim in understanding. When we see a taruvus, when we see a taruvus of toiv and ra, we have two mahalchim in the herengim. Certainly the ra has to go, and there's a mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah of v'da'at ra mikibecha. That's definitely there. The question is it mitoicha re'iyah of the toiv? The mashal bear itself, we have two mitzvahs of whether he wants the psalos, he wants doichol. Is he taking the psalos out of doichol, doichol out of psalos? Is the pshat that in the braver the person is focusing on the toiv and taking off the klipa from it? Or is the pshat that the person is nena from, just like there's a hanah of the achzorius of the toiv, the person is nena from that achzorius. Those are the two mahalakim of how Midas HaDin will express itself. Chazal say that when the oirev, the Oyrev is the Bria of Ra, which not only, it's the Pshat is, he has a Kesher to Midas HaDin, but it's more than that. It's Nena from the Midas HaDin itself. It's Yenit from Midas HaDin itself. It says in Chazal that when the parents leave the Oyrev alone and doesn't want to feed it when it's young, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Nes. And from the tsaya of the Erev, from the waste of the Erev, mosquitoes come, and the Erev eats the mosquitoes. And that's how it's zonen finds itself. What it means is, the tsaya and the waste of a person is the psoila shabbat. So that is ki'ilu, the guf itself, the stomach is mevar, the tayv from the ra, so to speak, and the tayv stays in the person, becomes chelik, and the ra gets thrown out. That, so the psalas, the tsay is the psalas. The yitushim are brias that live off the psalas in the world. That's their metzias. The kula, wherever there's psalas there, they come and they take it out. It's ki'ilu the erev is yainik the psalas of the psalas. He lives on the destruction of psalas. The milk that feeds the erev is psalas that can destruct it. Because he wasn't yainik from Rachmin. What makes a parent be mainik his child is Rachmin. It's the Rechem. It's the understanding what he's being mekabel. The Erev doesn't have it. So he's yainik on Hakufa. He's yainik on the Churban of Ra. He lives off the Churban of Ra. Just like the vulture lives off dead. And it says also Erev lives off the dead. There's one place it says where the Erev did a chesed, one of the few places. It says that when Cain killed Hevel, they didn't know what to do with it. They didn't know what to do with the body. The body was laying around, and it wasn't shayach to didn't know what to do. So an Erev came with a dead friend, and it buried its friend. So the Mela, it they understood to make kavura. That's what Chazal say. In other words, the mucker of the Erev is the siluk of Ra. Wherever there's a siluk of psalas, a siluk of Ra, that's the Erev's unique. And that's why the Zohar says it's shachar, it's black. But it's the Mitzias itself is doing a good thing. It's being misalik Ra from the world. It's being misalik the dead person who has no makom in the world. It's being misalik. It lives off the psalas of the tzayah, but that's what it does. There's not, there's Gemara Babasra. Gemara says Babasra that there was in Layachba, that there was an Uman we used to have bleeding under poppy trees, and the crows used to come and lap up the blood, and they got everything dirty. They told him, Salika, the crow could be kind of a child there. Hashem Allah, if you can do the salah from that. But you see, again, the Eirev was the one that comes, the dam, that causes dam gets the body rid of the psalus of dam, the dam that's not good for the chiyus, the psalus, and the Eirev comes and lives off that. That's the unique of the Eirev. So you have a Bria in the world whose unique is from Ra. The pshat is, it's not just that it does a job, it lives off the unique of Ra. That is what the Eirev was. The Yoina Lumasai, the Yoina is somebody who is, the Yoina, it says, is Neman to its Ben Zug. It's faithful to its Ben Zug. And that's in Klal Yisrael called the Yoina, and Nimshal the Yoina, 100 Yoina, 101 Mishalim. And the thing that's always pointed out is that a Yoina is a Neman. Nemanus means, when things are good, the Etzem, there's no need for Nemanus. If the person, it says his name to Ben Zugar, if the person I married is exactly the same as was when I was married, then obviously I like him. I like him because I married the Ben Zug, and he is what he is. It's when I don't see that chelik, it's when I see a chelik that's not what I thought, I still can see within that the Ben Zug that I married. That's what the Nemanus of Yoyin is. The Nemanus means that I dehead the Nekuda that's inside, even though the parents are different today, or else you don't need their money. If the person's pocket changed and there's nothing there, so what's the job? Their money. I mean, if the person is still the same on the other extreme, then it doesn't need their money, then he's the same, then I should be attracted the way I was before. Their money means that the etzem thing itself is not here, but I hear that it is there in potential and it will come out. That is the Zelum Aser of the Yoina to the Eirev. Those are the two Brias in the world. By Elio Anavi, let's go first a minute. It says that Yoina Anavi, the Yalkir Veini brings that Yoina was a tikkun for the Eirev and was a tikkun for Kayan. In other words, the Ke'ilu, whatever it means, was the Nekud of Kayan became his galgal to the Eirev, and Yoina Anavi was the tikkun on it. Look here, okay, now let's understand it. Kayan's mapola was that he didn't deher in Tetiv Se'es. He told him, Lola Panecha Neufles. In Tetiv Se'es means that just because there's an akud of chayt doesn't mean that there's not an akud of tait. In Tetiv Se'es means there's still a Nekuda there, and just bring it out. The Kishon of Kain, the killing him out of jealousy was already, that was a Tetzah. The Etzem Nekuda of Yisrael was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Metzias of a Nefila, and his inability to deher, if you can't deher Racham, if you're not Meracham on others, you can't be Meracham yourself either. If you don't deher the Nekuda of Toiv, and that's then you don't have by yourself either. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, in Tetiv Se'es, there's still the Toiv over there, and it's a question of just develop, bringing it out. So Kain was nifshal from it. The Eirev was a hemshech of it, and Noach sent out the Yoina to see if there's a Nekuda in the world that requires, that can be saved. In other words, the world is destroyed. It's a shimamet. Find me if there's already the Kudah of Yishuv in the world. That was the shlichus the Eirev was supposed to find, and the Eirev didn't find it. He didn't want to go. The Eirev didn't want to go because the pshat is, he didn't, to find the Kudah of Toiv in the world, the Kudah where you can build a new world, you couldn't find it. Shais is called Shais, you know, it's big Kai in Hevel. So you have Shais is the pshat, shemeno hushtas ha'ilam, there's an Kudah of the of Adam, there's an akuda that could replant the world. He was looking, Noach was looking for an akuda in the world to restart the world, and the Eirev wasn't mucha for that shlichus. Yoina Anavi, the mahalach of Yoina Anavi was that Nisayin. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him to Nineveh, and Nineveh was kulay, was ra, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called it Ra. And it was Chaitim and Ra, it was Ra to Bria, so Chaitim Hashem. It was a stream of sorts. Yoina didn't want to go. You know, the Mahalach of, so Chazal say it's Beirim because it's probably to be the Kaiyasol, it felt easy to call him Shekhar, but the Nekudah Bimis was that to take a Metzias, you don't want the Metzias of Chayt to come out. When we see somebody who's really bad, and I can tell you have two choices. You can be mispalel and he'll be punished by any kol either in a terrible way, and everybody, and that's one. Or the other malach is he'll do tshuva and have farata from his bad ways and become a tzaddik. I know what everybody would say, but everybody really would like to have the first one. Everybody would say definitely the second one. But the yitamu chaitim is people, there's a certain akudabach zoryas that's yonit from a good midah of din, and to see the person really is strung up with shame or seferas, that's kiilu by us a certain nekama. And a person is yonit from it. The famous story, I don't know, several of the kids that said over that there was somebody in Spain that cursed out, I think it was the Babinel or something, and the king asked him, the king said he's going to cut his tongue out. And Ebenezer said that he would do it. And he saw him a while later walking and talking, and the king asked him after he didn't do it. So he said, speak to him, and the person had turned into a very good person. So he said, I cut out his bare tongue and gave him a good tongue. Such a half of mice. The pshat is people, like that, the midah of achzorius can be yonik from midas adin also, and we don't want to see it. We want to see a certain kiloyin of wrath, because a certain amount of kiloyin is what we want to see. So yoina anavi, the pagam was he didn't want to go because they do tshuva, and then there's nothing will happen, and the end was that he went and he did become a kli for hazar b'tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him with the kikayin that ata chasta atalei amalta v'ani lo ochus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this, I put work into it. You didn't work on that tree, and yet you dehed the nekuda of Tayyib, you dehed the nekuda of Tayyib Nikikoyim. This city that is so much in it, how can you not have Tayyib? So Yoina, the Navi, was a tikkun for the Atmahalach of Rishis, that's Achzarius, that's Yoinik from Midas Adir. So we have the Erev, that's the Hezba of the Yalta Ruveni, that the Erev is the Sheresh, it was Kayan becomes the Erev, and Yoina is a ticket to that. The Yoina itself, you know, the Nemonis of the Yoina is the Mida of Klal Yisrael, which is Zek and Eged Zek. We said before, the Nosim HaRachim of Yechemcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the midas of Rachman, despite the fact that we're doing a Maisach Zoyas. That's what Rochaim says. I want to explain the pasuk a little sharper according to Rochaim. The mahalach in where a person gets this midah, because it's a midah that the parents give onto the children, the person gets it from the unique from his parents. So, in as much as he was hushbat toiv, even a matzavim that needed a lot of foresight to be mashpia toiv, the person picks that up and he becomes mashpia toiv as well. V'nasalcha Hashem racham v'chemcha means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows Rachman on Klal Yisrael, that's me'oyer in them midas Rachman. It's taken away. The pasuk says it in pshat. V'nasalcha Hashem racham means HaKadosh Baruch Hu have rachmanis on you and give you good things. That's what it says. V'chemcha means because it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a once HaKadosh Baruch Hu waves it to one and we become Rachman of it. Through the hashpah of Rachman us, we bring out that Rachman to others. A person who was always treated with toif, with hatava, that people were good to him, people trusted him, people cared, he has that midah and can pass it on. Masha'enkin, the oirev, since the oirev, the etzim, was nizam from achzarius. His whole yinik is from achzarius. So the mele his achzarius goes on weiter. That's the mitzias of the achzarius of the erev is something that is. You get it in the yinika. That's why Chazal say the erev is abandoned when it's a child, because that's the tkufa when you're yinik as rachmim, and if he doesn't get it then he doesn't have what to give it by. The pshat, it says erevim, it says gimel erevim, it says geirim, it says avadim, and erevim. What's the pshat? So everything the etzim is oyev zeh. There is no. I mean, the Maral speaks barichos. It says kol oyev lemineo yishkein. Everybody is oyev. What's like him? Toiv Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a toiv, and therefore is oyev a tzadikim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu likes toivim because that's the tev of a toiv. A tev of a toiv is like toivim. There is no metzias of a toiv of something like it that's not like its sign. So what does it mean that these three like only their kind? The third is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachim on toyim and on reshoyim because he deheres in them a sherish of something else. That is the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The midah of rachim is the midah of a father and a mother that even when their child is levonim and achshayim, when the child doesn't look like them. And that's why the midah of achzayus of the erev is because it inheres in the child. It's not my child, it's white, it's pale, it's not a crow. So when he becomes dark, he becomes like him, and the male is oyev. But the midah says, look at you. What a poor excuse for a crow. You don't belong here. That is the midah of achzayus of the erev. And the midah toiv of the yaina is that he's neman and he sees that it's possible to bring out the shachrus of the oyev in it also. Oyev emzer said means these. What do the three have in common? A geir and an eved don't have chayas. Their matziv is a matziv where there's kadosh and oylad, eved and lechayas. So the etzim, they have no yunika of where somebody was merachim on them and gave them rachmanis. They are, in a sense, self-made people. And an oyev is the same. Since his parents weren't meaning him, so the oyev is a self-made bird. So the mela, he never experienced the mitzias where somebody gave him Hashem Asid, where somebody saw in him the what he's going to be, and the Meiler sticks to himself. He can't see it in somebody else. The Oyev Zeh said everybody else can see, an Adam Toiv can see the Toiv even by somebody who's less than Toiv. That is the Mahalach of Oyev versus Yaina. There's another Inyan that falls, that's a Hemesh of this Inyan, and that is the surah. There's a mother that in the Torah we spoke about it once a while back, where you have three malachim. One is levasa. One comes to the levasa by Sarah Mena, she have a child. And we ask, what's the point of having somebody being levasa? So we ask for Yerad Navi, and we say levasa lanam surah shulchan. You know, somebody once said that when you get a letter in the mail that you're going to get a prize, you know you're not going to. Because if they're going to give you the prize, they'll send you the prize. If they send you a letter, then the pshat is they want something else from you. What do you mean, psura stay shows? Bring the shows to Hamas. What do I need the psura for? What's the whole Indian of psura? There's a pasuk, I don't remember who it was, by David, I think it was, who said, let him say he's a good person, he's Adam Taib, and he's going to bring a psura Taib. What is the inyan of psura? The teretz is the inyan of psura is to give the person a shaykhis to the toiv la'asik. In other words, if I tell the person, listen, I can see from the way you are that you're developing to become a big talmid chacham, that you're going to be a big talmid chacham someday. If I tell somebody, I see the way you're learning, you're going to be a big talmid chacham someday. So I don't have the vua, it's not. I'm not telling you something that's not there now. I'm telling you that I see in you. I manage to tap into the nekuda of Talmud Chacham that you have in you. I see that you're going to be a tzaddik. That means I was able to tap into that nekuda. Psura is the ability to be megala now that nekuda of rechem, that nekuda of machar in the person. The machar that I'm telling you tomorrow, I'm not telling you so that you know what's going to be tomorrow. I'm telling you that today there's an nekuda there that's developing. That is the year of psura. And the mela for avrida today, I get the psura about tomorrow because I need it. When Faisal's in Gullus, the psura of Yeshua's and Achamais gives them the mitzvah. They know that they're developing towards Gula. That is the kayaf of psura. Eliyahu Hanavi was also shayach to Midas Adin. That was his mitzvah. And he was mafsik mutter to the world, which was, I mean, it says that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to work Yom HaTeches. And that's why he needed two out of three. Eliyahu HaNavi, it mutters the Sheirish of Chiyas in the world, and B'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give it up. Eliyahu HaNavi took it away, and Eliyahu HaNavi was Nishkar, it wouldn't be mutter. Because Eliyahu HaNavi didn't want to, Eliyahu HaNavi felt that a world that's Ra can't exist. And B'meila, he went off to Nachal Karis. And the mitzvah, if you see the mitzvah, it's very similar to the mitzvah of Yaina. It's he said, I'm sick of the world, Kanoi Kineisel Hashem Tzvokais, it's a world that's full of Avodah Zarah, and so on and so forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Oyrvim to be Mefarnes him, because that's the midah then that's Mefarnes. The midah of Oyrvim is the midah of being Mefarnes, the Koyach of Din, Mirza Din, when it's also condemned. That's the midah. And the Mela, the Pinasa of the Eliyahu HaNavi, the Shlichus of these Orvim was that they went there to be the finest Eliyahu. That's all they could do. They could only stow tzu to something that was absolutely Deime Zelazer. It was Kuli Midas Adin. The Eliyahu HaNavi, his tikkun was that he's the mevaser in Klal Yisrael. He's the mevaser Yeshua's and Achamas. The mevaser Toiv, the mevaser Achamas, the mevaser the Gula. Being mevaser means that the hefer. Eliyahu HaNavi is be'etzim sent Midas Adin. And he's somebody who sees the Ra in Klal Yisrael. Kanoi Kineisel Hashem Tzvokos. He was a Kanoi. He was Shayach to Pinchas. He was Shayach to was a Kanoi. He's the Kuhuna, which is Kepeda. He sees the Ra in the world squarely. The Chiddush of him was, the Tikkun of Eliyahu HaNavi was, that he became the Mevasa. Mevasa says, not that it's good now, the Mevasa says that there's a Mocher. And he case it over the case where it's Cherem, is the opposite of Mevasa. Cherem, it says the opposite of Mocher. Where there's no macha, then it's chayyah. Chayyah means complete devastation. Eliyahu HaNavi says, comes and tells us, in the Oyd Avodah Zarah, there are 100 avadim who are kulei tayy. There's an akuda that's kulei tayy in Paisa. That was Eliyahu HaNavi. It says here also is fun, that the Oyd didn't want to go out because he didn't want to be mevasa that there's an akuda of tayy. Let's bring it down a little bit into a nyanim that Hashayach to us. It says, Oyev Hashem Sinu Ra. Anybody who is an Oyev Hashem is Sinu Ra. That's his mitzvah. And if somebody is not Sinu Ra, if somebody doesn't really care about the Ra, and it's okay, no, I'm Shem HaShabbos, Yom Chal HaShabbos, you know, they're different mahalchim. I walk to shul, drive to shul, this is good, this is good, this is good. That's lacking, then the tzad is the nyan oyev Hashem. But you don't declare that this is the dvar Hashem, this is emes, this is absolute, and so on. But there's another nekuda here. The midah that becomes oyev is midas hadin, of sinas ra, and that's a good midah, and it's a right midah. And you need that midah. But that midah carries in itself a sakana, that it feeds the chzorius in the person. And it's not mainly the rachmi. it's a very, that means that automatically for the person who's a Baal Chesed and a Baal Rachma, Tzedaka, but when this midah becomes nidlak in the person, it's very, very hard to be mezavik this midah with the midah of rachman. So if I see somebody, if I see somebody who's slacking off, and I see somebody who's not learning, I see somebody who's doing this and that, to not be disturbed by it is not a good midah. Then it's a lack of charge. You're not maksha of learning enough if you can see somebody sitting about to wait 2-3 hours and it doesn't bother you. But on the other hand, and the midah supposed to is, how could it be? But what kicks in is the midah of achzarius. And this is the mokka midah rachmi. This is a place where a person has to bring in a midah and say, you know, here you have b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. You have somebody who's ragla v'oimid bar Sinai. And just if we just put it in the right place, this person is also going to be a bayiv chachma and das. The understanding that, and what I have to do is maybe I you know, the different refinement attitude. But the Yisrael has to be, the Baal Tanya, when he speaks a lot of times about a person's personal izbeinimus, then he speaks about, imagine how difficult it is for a Ben Melech who's stuck in a sewer somewhere. So he says the same thing. If a person is doing abeiris, the person will be izbeinim that his neshama is a Ben Melech, that it's kule chitzava milamala, and it's laying in a sewer that he put it into, how much rachnum it is. And that's one of his izbeinus that the Baal Tanya is matzia dozens of times, that this tzir that a person is inside himself, that when a person is doing avirus and he's in the mud and he's in the sewage, to think who he slept into the sewage with him, that a spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is vargas in the sewers of the world. That's his izbeinus. It's understanding the rachman in something is what's mavdil an oyer from a yoga. And in a sense it's a very shayushtik midah. The world was by the marble was cleansed with midas hadin, and it cleaned out an entire world that was full of chamas and ashkos and so on. In that churban, at a certain point, there needed to be a psura that there's a makkah for something. And in that mahalak, standing on total midas adin, the world had been completely destroyed, the world was completely fragmented midas adin, there's two mahalakim. There's an oirev that's ra, it feeds off the ra, it feeds off the blood of psailas, it feeds off the tsaya of psailas. It's mitzias in the world as ra that's gaining from midas adin, and the mela taker, he didn't want to be a mivasa, he didn't want to go out mivasa. And then you have Klaius or Zayna. The Yayna, it says, Faker, even when it couldn't find any place, it didn't want to come back. Noach had to schlep it back in again because it was looking. It didn't give up looking for a mocker. So you have the other half, which is Klaius or Zinshot to Yayna. A Yayna is Neman. And the Midah Nemanus doesn't mean accepting what you see. I'd rather. If someone says, let's say somebody's married to somebody, and the person started going off to there, whatever, like, first started drinking, first started being bad, first started, whatever. So if the person says, it's wrong to say, I accept the way he is, that's not nemanis. That's either the person doesn't care, or it's tipshus. Achzarius is a person says, it's not for me anymore. Nemanis is where the person says, if he was like that, then he is like that. And it just became overgrown with ra, and we have to find a way to yitamu chatoi. That's what I have to do. So the herring the bria around that